The last two of the seven convicts who escaped from a Texas prison in December surrendered this morning to police in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Police traced the convicts to a Holiday Inn. They surrounded the building and for 5 hours tried to convince them to surrender. Shortly before they did surrender, one of the two convicts, Patrick Murphy, a convicted rapist, was interviewed by a local television station.
Okay, I want to say thank you very much. The authorities here have been very professional in our dealings, and hopefully, like I said, maybe this will open eyes to some people that the penal system does have problems within it.
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you for talking with us and chatting with us for this 5 minutes.
Reporter Mark Roberts is in Colorado Springs. Describe the standoff at the motel.
Well, it's quite a scene here with a lot of people, news reporters gathered outside the hotel. Obviously, people are relieved that this has ended peacefully. The hotel is now will now be searched. The hotel room will be searched. Police are waiting to get a search warrant to look for evidence at the hotel and be able to use that in court, obviously.
Now, what about this interview? What was the gist of the conversation there?
The gist of the conversation was that Patrick Murphy wanted to talk about conditions at the Texas prison system. Apparently, he feels that it's brutal, it's inhumane being in a Texas prison, and he wanted people to know that. Local authorities here said that doing that interview really was they didn't have anything to lose by doing that. A police spokesman said the negotiators agreed to the interview in an effort to establish trust and credibility in the hope that, in exchange, Murphy and Newberry would peacefully surrender. And that's what happened. It's gratifying for police authorities to bring these two men in without a gunfight. They were described as heavily armed and even possibly having a bulletproof vest, so they were very worried that they might have a gunfight with these two.
And how were they found?
They were found by a tip. Someone from the hotel had called police and tipped them off. In recent days in this area, police have been asking people to be on the lookout for these suspects. That's how the suspects were captured in Woodland Park, from a person at the RV park in Woodland Park saying that he thought that the suspects were there in an RV. And then the authorities on Monday captured four and a fifth committed suicide.
What will happen to them now?
Right now, Patrick Murphy and Newberry are being processed at the Justice Center here in Colorado Springs, and then they'll be taken to jail at the El Paso County Jail. The other suspects are being held in the Teller County Jail in Divide. They're being kept apart, and they will eventually be extradited to Texas. Yesterday, Colorado U.S. Attorney Tom Strickland said that federal charges will be dropped against these convicts so that there won't be any difficulty extraditing them to Texas to face charges in Texas. Texas authorities very much want to prosecute these men on charges that they have against them in Texas.
Mark Roberts in Colorado Springs.